Well, so far, the U.S. is the only country conducting airstrikes in Iraq, but some of the leading military voices in the U.K. are saying Britain should join the military offensive there. Earlier this week, General Richard Dannatt, the former head of the British Armed Forces, said the U.K. should consider sending troops to Iraq.
We're looking at a situation, we're worried about a genocide. We can't just sit back and say afterwards, oh, we should have done more.
Rob Watson is the BBC's political correspondent. He joins us from London. And Rob, what is the debate over this in Britain?
Look, the debate isn't entirely dissimilar to the debate in the United States, and I basically split it into two schools. One school of thought, if you like, is, well, it's partly our fault that Iraq is the way it is. We should really go in there in a big way. We should help the Americans. We should get involved in airstrikes. We should do anything because this involves Al-Qaeda or something that looks very much like Al-Qaeda. The second school of thought, if you like, and again, I'm putting this crudely, is lawmakers who think, hang on a minute, we just don't want to go anywhere near this problem. Let's just leave well alone. The view that the Prime Minister has taken, David Cameron, is to take very much the humanitarian route, that is to say, Britain will get involved in any international humanitarian efforts, and that's as far as he wants to go right now.
Well, and I remember back in 2003, in the run-up to the Iraq War, famously, Robin Cook, a member of the British government, resigned right before the war in protest. The Brits at that time seemed to be more dovish than the United States, but now it almost appears that the opposite is happening.
Well, that's certainly true for some lawmakers. There are one or two outliers who really think that Britain should go further. Let's face it, they also think the United States should go further, and they tend to think of President Obama as a rather reticent leader. But again, one really has to get this into context. Parliament isn't sitting at the moment. This is not a massively hot political issue. It's not really being driven by by the public. And there's no partisan division either. In other words, the opposition Labour Party isn't pressing the government to do something that it doesn't want to do. And there are no real divisions inside the government.
So you don't see the Prime Minister being forced to recall Parliament to deal with this?
He may do. He may well do. But not because there's some massive bubbling debate, but just because he may want to cut his losses and say, look, if everybody feels that it would be a good idea, clear the air, have a debate, let's do it. But I mean, the idea that David Cameron is under serious pressure to really pile into Iraq or to do nothing, that is simply not the case. And as you know, with these kind of debates, it's those lawmakers who have the strongest opinions that you tend to hear of the most. I mean, let's face it, most MPs are on holiday on a beach somewhere, not worrying too much about Yazidis or anybody else.
The BBC's political correspondent, Rob Watson, joining us from London. Rob, thank you.
Thank you.